The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
Johnny, you remember Neverland Ranch?
Oh, yeah.
Did you want to live there?
Not really. No.
It seemed like a magical yet crazy
place. But it was
place.
A really magical place. And Michael Jackson's home, right?
Yeah.
That's where he's lived. It was called Neverland Ranch.
It had like rides and
he
animals.
He had everything.
All of the things. Like basically if you were a grown man who still wanted to be a little kid, Neverland Ranch.
It was like a theme park.
Was your place.
Yeah.
Well, he had animals, you know, when he died, he had animals that then ended up at Zeus.
He had that monkey.
Yeah, he had a monkey. He also had an elephant.
Oh.
And the New York Post claims that his elephant recently escaped from its enclosure at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens.
Wow.
Ali the bull, I don't know if it's Ali or Ali. I'm going to say Ali. That sounds better. The bull elephant apparently walked right through an open gate. Oops. Then spent some time in the courtyard. Zoo staffers had to use Ali food to get Ali back into his enclosure. He was gone for 20 minutes.
Now, does this count as an escape if the door was already open?
To me, that just feels like a stroll.
Yeah, like he's like, huh. The door's never been open. I'll see what's going on out there.
And he walks out. He's like, well, this is cool. I'm just going to hang around the courtyard.
The fact that he just hung around the courtyard and didn't just like go for a run.
It's not like he went on a rampage.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we found him in a courtyard.
Right.
He didn't terrorize anything.
That was about 50 feet from
the
open
gate. And you
left
the door open.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of a place that you don't want to leave the gate open, Jurassic Park.
No.
Don't want to leave that gate open, even though sometimes in the movies they have.
Yeah.
But, you know, the new movies, Jurassic World coming out soon. Chris Pratt in the news, not because of the movie, but because he's dating again.
Oh, okay.
So he was married to Anna Faris or Anna Faris, and they broke it off. But he's been now seen for the first time on a legit date.
Okay.
And
with?
Speaking of action movies, you might recognize this last name, Schwarzenegger.
What?
Yeah.
He's dating a Schwarzenegger?
Apparently he's dating Katherine Schwarzenegger, the 28-year-old daughter of Arnold. They found him on a picnic date on Sunday.
I wonder if she works out.
You think she's strong?
Well, she runs in the family.
Oh. But according to TMZ, this is actually the first time that they've seen him on a full-fledged date since he filed for a divorce. So.
Okay, well, good for him.
People what would it be like to have Arnold Schwarzenegger as a father-in-law?
Scary.
Yeah.
Very scary.
Man.
I bet he'd have the best, like, catchphrases.
Oh, yeah.
Like the line, one-liner he drops before he leaves the room.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll be back?
Yes, like that. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. But I do think that, it'd be great to see them get married and then have Arnold as the father-in-law. That'd be a great movie.
Father-in-law. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I'm the father-in-law.
Love it.
That's the Entertainment Wrap for today.